time. I'll talk more about the tour later. But when was the last time a band you knew toured with a new record and didn't play one song from it? They didn't play one song from the album that they just released. Well, certainly some of the songs are a little complicated to perform live, but there were a few that they could have easily pulled off. My theory is that they knew their audience. It would be way too weird to sing "Turn Off Your Mind, Relax, and Float Downstream" to a baseball stadium full of screaming girls. What are they going to have, an acoustic set at Shea Stadium? Maybe lay out some pillows and have George tune up his sitar? In front of 55,000 people? Uh-uh. But they did play this song, a single that came out just before the album from the same sessions. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Paperback Writer. Did you know that John and George are singing Frère Jacques behind Paul? Check this out. Yeah, Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques.
It's 1,000 pages, give or take a few. I'll be writing more in a week or two. I could make it longer if you like the start. I can change it around, and I want to be a paperback writer. Paperback writer!
So you flip it over, play the B-side, and it's the first indication that the Beatles are becoming a little psychedelic.
Slipping
So what's he saying backwards? Here it is, backwards. Yep, that's right. He just had his vocal flipped around backwards. Because they were the Beatles. Absolutely. It's KUTX. Even the Black Keys are getting in on it.
I said, no, 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 no.
Oh, fellas. Sounds like it's from the summer of 66, but it was recorded practically yesterday. It's a group called the Mystery Lights. They are on Daptone. They were featured on the Song of the Day, actually a different song that you can download if you go to KUTX.org. Art Levy picked a winner, man. They are performing tomorrow night at the Parish, bringing some garage rock, psych, fuzz, whatever. I dig what they do. Anyway, that was a song called Follow Me Home from the Mystery Lights. Before that, it was Taxman, Mr. Thief from Cheap Trick. Nodding, more than a nod, really. It was a bald-faced mention right there. Very bold. Cheap Trick, Taxman, Mr. Thief. The Handsome Family gave us their version of Eleanor Rigby. The Black Keys with She Said, which followed Paperback Writer. And then Paperback Writer's B-side, Rain, right here on KUTX 98.9 as we celebrate Revolver, 50 years old today. It's Left of the Dial.
Support comes from the Bullock Museum, now showing Austin filmmaker Don Hertzfeld's animated short, The World of Tomorrow, about a young girl taken on a mind-bending tour of her distant future. Tickets at thestoryoftexas.com.
Support comes from Milestone Community Builders, celebrating back to school this weekend with events in neighborhoods with top-rated school districts in Austin, Cedar Park, Lake Travis, and Hays County. Details and appointments at mymilestone.com.
KUTX is proud to present the 8th annual Utopia Fest, and that's going on Friday, September 29th through Sunday, October 2nd in Utopia, Texas. Artists include Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, White Denim, Vapors of Morphine, Big Thief, Echocentrics, Ratatat, Golden Dawn Orchestra, Charlie Hunter, and more. Tickets and information is available at utopiafest.com.
Support comes from SunPower by Freedom Solar, empowering residential and commercial clients throughout Texas with turnkey solar energy solutions, from consulting and design to installation and monitoring. Information at freedomsolarpower.com.
That's right. We're like 80-85% Revolver tonight. Otherwise, you'd hear some songs four times over, different versions, although, you know, maybe that's not such a bad thing. Anyway, going back to 1966, the Beatles were up to some new tricks in the studio. They started treating it as an instrument, you know. They pushed Abbey Road to the limits. John Lennon even volunteered to be hung upside down from the ceiling and then spun around fast for his vocals on Tomorrow Never Knows, but they were able to figure out a way not to have him actually hang from the ceiling. They used backwards guitar, tape loops, messing with the speed of the tape. That was huge. Also, close miking of the drums and thunderous bass, courtesy of their new engineer, Jeff Emmerich, and the arranging talents of trusty George Martin. They also brought in some outside session musicians, like strings and horns from the London Symphony Orchestra, and a gang of Indian musicians. This was not considered normal for back in 1966. Absolutely not. Well, let's hear some of those Indian musicians helping out George Harrison on his song Love You Too here on Left of the Dial.
Love me while you can. Love out in old man. God, you got me such a lot to me.
Turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream. It is not dying. It is not dying. Lay down all thoughts. Surrender to the void. It is shining. It is shining. Yet you may see the meaning of within. It is being, it is being. Love is all, and love is everyone. It is no. But listen to the color of your dream. It is not leaving. It is not leaving. So play the game, existing to. Of the beginning, of the beginning, of the beginning.
Song written because John Lennon was still asleep in bed. For real. McCartney went over to his house, was told, oh, John's still in bed. So he went out in the backyard. Whoa, what was that, man? He went out in the backyard and he wrote that song by the pool on an acoustic guitar. Also, worth knowing, you know when Brian Wilson heard Rubber Soul, his mind was blown? Well, Brian Wilson turned around and released Pet Sounds. And when McCartney heard God Only Knows, he wrote Here, There, and Everywhere, inspired by that. Isn't that beautiful? That's just the feel-good story of 66.
Support comes from Teatro Vivo, presenting the Mexcentrics Latino Comedy Showcase, reflecting the complexity of Latino life with sincerity and laughter. August 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Mexican-American Cultural Center. Tickets at teatrovivo.org.
Support comes from Growler USA on West 29th, celebrating International Beer Day all weekend. Over 100 handcrafted beers on tap that include a wide variety of local and national IPAs, making it a one-stop destination for beer. Growler USA.
Rick Daddy with you. We got more. We're going to mix it up with some other songs, too. Maybe not just Beatle-related. You know, it's Left of the Dial. Anything goes. That's what makes it so much fun. This one, I don't know how you're going to feel about it. But it's kind of weird. It's one of those nifty things you find on the internet.
She doesn't need him. Shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
KUTX left of the dial. Let's see what Prince does when he wants to go Beatlesque. Well, he's gonna do it well. Don't you worry.
There is a part that is known for the best.
I didn't make that. You'd be surprised at the things, though, you can find on the interwebs. Prince gave us Paisley Park, which was very Beatlesque, psychedelic, mid to late 60s Beatles. Thank you, Prince. He didn't really know much about the Beatles until Wendy and Lisa came along and said, dude, you should listen to him. And he did. And all was well. Lampshade right before that gave us an odd version of Good Day Sunshine, but I dug it, man. Absolutely. We also had a mashup of The Cure and The Beatles. They called it Close to No One. Speaking of No One, I'm going to play that one in just a sec. Stay with us here on KUTX 98.9.
Support comes from the Paramount Theater, announcing that single tickets are now on sale for the fall season's first shows, including Donovan, The Monkees, and Counting Crows' Rich Robinson, all on stage in September. Tickets at austintheater.org.
Support comes from Antone's Nightclub, Austin's home of the blues, open 7 nights a week at 305 East 5th, presenting acoustic guitar virtuoso Monty Montgomery's annual birthday bash this Saturday night. More at antonesnightclub.com.
Again, there is a big old revolver party going on tonight at Barracuda, downtown, East 7th. The Revolver 50th Anniversary Tributes. You've got Holy Wave, Amplified Heat, The Rotten Mangoes, The Sour Notes, and Michael Hayes. They don't really start until 11. So you got plenty of time if you want to go see this music live, because it's gotten me in the mood, I'll tell you that.
Support comes from SunPower by Freedom Solar, empowering residential and commercial clients throughout Texas with turnkey solar energy solutions, from consulting and design to installation and monitoring. Information at freedomsolarpower.com.
All right, Rick Deddy with you on Left of the Dial. All right, here's something interesting. All right, picture your favorite band, any of them, or picture a band of the last 10, 15 years. All right. Now, I want you to think about how many albums they put out and songs and all that. I mean, unless they're the OCs. Here's a little breakdown of the numbers up until Revolver. In 3 years, the Beatles released 6 albums. On those albums were 83 different songs, plus 16 other songs released as singles or EPs, for a total of 99 songs in 3 years. They were prolific and they didn't suck. These weren't just filler tunes. These were great songs. Anyway, that was where they were at once Revolver came out, their 7th album. And by far their weirdest, though this song is not that weird. Beautiful little broken-hearted love song from Paul McCartney.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears, cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. Nothing. No sign of love behind the tears, cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when said will fill your head, you won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love beyond the tears, cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Making each day of the year, changing my life wave of his hand. Nobody can deny. There is something running his hand through my hair. Both of us thinking how good it can be. Someone is speaking, but he doesn't know. She's there, and I want him everywhere. If he's beside me, I know I need never care. To love him is to need. Everywhere. Knowing that love is to share, and each one believing love never dies. Watching his eyes, hoping that I'm always there to be here.
That was beautiful. Roberta Flack, Here, There, and Everywhere. Before that, Los Beatles with For No One. Paul McCartney and the guy playing the French horn, Alan Civil, I think is his name. For what it's worth, if you're keeping score at home. This is 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2, 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org, community-supported public radio from UT Austin. Rick McNulty with you, also known as Rick Daddy. Thanks for hanging out with us on this rather momentous occasion. Momentous being 50 years. 50 years since one of the greatest records ever came out in all humanity, or something like that. All right. Right now, I've got something for you that not one of the... Oh, yeah. That's right. I didn't talk about this. Here's something worth knowing. The impact of this album was somewhat diminished in America because Capitol Records removed three songs from it. Yeah. Back then, Capitol used to do a cash grab. They would take a few songs off an album. Instead of 14 tracks, they would give you 10 or 11. And they would take the leftovers and they would make a brand new album out of it. And then, you know, the Beatles didn't put their singles on albums. So they would take those singles and put them on it. Capitol was terrible. But, you know, it was a money-making machine. Anyway, the three songs they took off were all written by John Lennon. For real, this was one of them.
Dr. Robert.